So, do you ever wonder where the South African flag originated from? Now, there was a beautiful opinion piece written in Times Live by Yolisa Mgele, and it looked at the history of the South African flag, where it originated from, what inspired those six colours that converge into the Y that has become so familiar to all of us. Who was that, after much deliberation, looked at this and said, this, I think, is the perfect symbol of South Africa? Well, a few weeks ago, I was very privileged to meet Adrienne Harris. She's the publisher of Flying with Pride, and she showed me some really beautiful a manuscript really that she's putting together with some of the most intriguing photographs about the origination of our flag, how those ideas came about, how it was displayed in those early days. And Adrienne joins us on the line now. Adrienne, good evening. Thanks so much for your time. And in the most simple way, I suppose, just explain to us how this flag came about.
Absolutely. Thank you. Nice to be on, Jo. The flag came about as part of the entire negotiations to the peaceful democratic transition. And unfortunately, of course, there was so much on the go in 1993, for those of us old enough to remember it. The flag was only thought about in October of that year, even though we knew the elections were going to be the following year. And the initial attempt was to ask for public submissions. And this went all through the country, through schools, newspapers published it, the media, television, everybody was busy on this. And in fact, they got over 7,000 public submissions. We calculated it would cover about 3.5 kilometers of wall if they were all put up. And from that, there was a shortlist created, and the Sunday Times, in fact, even had a phone-in for people to vote as to which flag they liked. And unfortunately, none of the above pretty much got the answer. And then there were ad agencies brought in. The thought was, well, they're branding experts. They should be able to do it. So a whole lot of designs were submitted by four of the big ad agencies. And again, the response was a little bit lukewarm. And at the same time, Fred Brunel, who was the State Herald at that stage, yes, and an absolutely flag-obsessed man, mm-hmm, had been thinking about, well, what would he do if he were to design the flag? He'd already designed the Namibian flag, in fact. And suddenly he had a light bulb moment, as Oprah would say, at a conference in Zurich. And he doodled a design on the back of his program. And that was actually the basis for what has become the South African flag.
Incredible. Do you have that doodle, Adrienne?
I do, in fact, complete with the wonderful typed program in German. It was in Zurich. It was an international flag conference, which, yes, doesn't look the most exciting.
Yeah.
And with this tiny little drawing on the back and a few of his notes. And I was privileged to work with Fred for a year before he passed away earlier this year. And to get all those stories and also to be able to interview all sorts of other people who are involved. So I've had various input and lovely stories,
yes,
that people have been able to tell me. And, of course, then in terms of the design, the meaning of the colors is an urban myth. They don't mean anything as individual colors,
yes,
the blue for the sea, etc.
Yeah.
But they are, in fact, an amalgamation of every single important flag that has been flown or shown in South Africa in its history. So
sure,
if you look at the flag, you can see the ANC colors there. You can see the red, white, and blue of the British.
Yes.
And this is what Fred used to call his secret that he wouldn't tell anybody, and I'm afraid his secret's now out.
Yeah.
The red is actually not true red. The red is what we call chili red, and it's a combination, a cross between orange and red.
Hmm.
So you can either see it as orange, as in the Oranje, Blanje, Blur, or,
yes,
you can see it in red, as in the red, white, and blue. You can see the ANC. You can see the PAC's colors there in Carter.
Hmm.
Everybody and all the most important political parties are included in the flag.
Incredible.
What I'm doing now, if I can just quickly jump
in. Yes, yes.
Because I love the idea of public submissions, is I'm now asking South Africa to send me photos, their stories to, yes, be included in my book.
Fantastic. How can they actually reach you, Adrienne?
Okay. The easiest way is to go on my website,
mm-hmm,
which is www.flyingwithpride.co.za.
Okay.
Alternately, I am on most of the social media platforms.
Right.
But everybody, this is South Africa's flag. It's not my flag. I'm just privileged to tell the story. And the more people I can include in the book, the greater book I think it will be.
I've just got one last quick question for you.
Yeah, sure.
And that's about Madiba's interpretation of what could be done with the flag. Because I remember at some stage, people were concerned that the flag was being put on all manner of objects to brand it. And you know, the powers that be were a little uncomfortable with that.
Well, in fact, there were calls to the Southern African Vexillological Association, that's a study of flags, about our rugby hero, young Mr. Fuff,
yes,
where there were concerns as to whether this was appropriate for a national flag. So it is a debate that carries on. But when a flag belongs to the country, but the copyright is held with the presidency. It is a logo in its own right. And they were worried that these images were on all sorts of things, from swimming costumes to car windows to you name it. And the Department of Heraldry went to Nelson Mandela and said, well, they're a little bit concerned that the flag is not being shown the true respect of a national flag. And he said, people have embraced it. They love the flag. Let them do what they like.
Sure.
And that, I think, was such a powerful thing. So even today, it's actually illegal without permission from the presidency, but it's an unwritten rule that we can use it, we can enjoy it, we can be proud of it.
That's lovely, Adrienne. Thank you so much for telling us that story. It is a beautiful story indeed. She's the author of Flying with Pride. And if you have a particular story about the flag you'd like to share with Adrienne for inclusion in her book, get hold of her on her website, www.flyingwithpride.co.za. So, do you ever wonder where the South African flag originated from? Now, there was a beautiful opinion piece written in Times Live by Yolisa Mgele, and it looked at the history of the South African flag, where it originated from, what inspired those six colours that converge into the Y that has become so familiar to all of us. Who was that, after much deliberation, looked at this and said, this, I think, is the perfect symbol of South Africa? Well, a few weeks ago, I was very privileged to meet Adrienne Harris. She's the publisher of Flying with Pride, and she showed me some really beautiful a manuscript, really, that she's putting together with some of the most intriguing photographs about the origination of our flag, how those ideas came about, how it was displayed in those early days. And Adrienne joins us on the line now. Adrienne, good evening. Thanks so much for your time. And in the most simple way, I suppose, just explain to us how this flag came about.
Absolutely. Thank you. Nice to be on, Jo. The flag came about as part of the entire negotiations to the peaceful democratic transition. And unfortunately, of course, there was so much on the go in 1993, for those of us old enough to remember it. The flag was only thought about in October of that year, even though we knew the elections were going to be the following year. And the initial attempt was to ask for public submissions. And this went all through the country, through schools, newspapers published it, the media, television, everybody was busy on this. And in fact, they got over 7,000 public submissions. We calculated it would cover about 3.5 kilometers of wall if they were all put up. And from that, there was a shortlist created, and the Sunday Times, in fact, even had a phone-in for people to vote as to which flag they liked. And unfortunately, none of the above pretty much got the answer. And then there were ad agencies brought in. The thought was, well, they're branding experts. They should be able to do it. So a whole lot of designs were submitted by four of the big ad agencies. And again, the response was a little bit lukewarm. And at the same time, Fred Brunel, who was the state herald at that stage,
mm-hmm.
and an absolutely flag-obsessed man,
mm-hmm.
had been thinking about, well, what would he do if he were to design the flag? He'd already designed the Namibian flag, in fact. And suddenly he had a light bulb moment, as Oprah would say, at a conference in Zurich. And he doodled a design on the back of his program. And that was actually the basis for what has become the South African flag.
Incredible. Do you have that doodle, Adrienne?
I do, in fact, complete with the wonderful typed program in German. It was in Zurich. It was an international flag conference, which doesn't look the most exciting. And with this tiny little drawing on the back and a few of his notes. And I was privileged to work with Fred for a year before he passed away earlier this year. And to get all those stories and also to be able to interview all sorts of other people who are involved. So I've had various input and lovely stories that people have been able to tell me. And of course, then in terms of the design, the meaning of the colors is an urban myth. They don't mean anything as individual colors, the blue for the sea, etc. But they are, in fact, an amalgamation of every single important flag that has been flown or shown in South Africa in its history. So if you look at the flag, you can see the ANC colors there. You can see the red, white, and blue of the British. And this is what Fred used to call his secret that he wouldn't tell anybody, and I'm afraid his secret's now out. The red is actually not true red. The red is what we call chili red, and it's a combination, a cross between orange and red. So you can either see it as orange, as in the Oranje, Blanje, Blue, or you can see it in red, as in the red, white, and blue. You can see the ANC, you can see the PAC's colors there, Inkatha. Everybody and all the most important political parties are included in the flag.
Incredible.
What I'm doing now, if I can just quickly jump in. Because I love the idea of public submissions, is I'm now asking South Africa to send me photos, their stories to be included in my book.
Fantastic. How can they actually reach you, Adrian?
Okay, the easiest way is to go on my website, which is www.flyingwithpride.co.za.
Okay.
Alternately, I am on most of the social media platforms. But everybody, this is South Africa's flag. It's not my flag. I'm just privileged to tell the story. And the more people I can include in the book, the greater book I think it will be.
I've just got one last quick question for you, and that's about Madiba's interpretation of what could be done with the flag. Because I remember at some stage, you know, people were concerned that the flag was being put on all manner of objects to brand it, and you know, the powers that be were a little uncomfortable with that.
Well, in fact, there were calls to the Southern African Vexillological Association, that's a study of flags, about our rugby hero, young Mr. Fuff, where there were concerns as to whether this was appropriate for a national flag. So it is a debate that carries on. But when a flag belongs to the country, but the copyright is held with the presidency. It is a logo in its own right. And they were worried that these images were on all sorts of things, from swimming costumes to car windows to you name it. And the Department of Heraldry went to Nelson Mandela and said, well, they're a little bit concerned that the flag is not being shown the true respect of a national flag. And he said, people have embraced it. They love the flag. Let them do what they like.
Sure.
And that, I think, was such a powerful thing. So even today, it's actually illegal without permission from the presidency, but it's an unwritten rule that we can use it, we can enjoy it, we can be proud of it.
That's lovely, Adrian. Thank you so much for telling us that story. It is a beautiful story indeed. She's the author of Flying with Pride. And if you have a particular story about the flag you'd like to share with Adrian for inclusion in her book, get hold of her on her website, www.flyingwithpride.co.za.